Up ahead, I saw two objects in a corner behind the back door. The room was dark, and I was relying pretty much on instruments, you might say, which means that I couldn't see very well. But as I drew closer, I began to get a visual reading. These creatures were built in the shape of an L, a strange configuration to say the least. They had leathery skin and no hair. And unless my eyes deceived me, they had no legs. How they managed to walk with no legs, I didn't know. But then, it wasn't my job at that point to explain such things. But here's the real shocker. And you might want to get a good grip on your chair. They were headless. Yes, sir. No heads, just long necks. I had no way of knowing whether they were hostile or friendly. And in my business, a guy learns not to take chances. We usually attack and ask questions later. I mean, you can always apologize if you've erred on the side of toughness, whereas a mistake in the other direction can lead to grave consequences. And I mean grave as in shallow grave or unmarked grave. 3 feet away from the enemy, I stopped and took a final reading. The scent was very strong. It smelled bad. You might even say it was a stink. The creatures hadn't moved. They were just huddled there in the shadows, staring at me. I stared back. Never let an enemy stare you down. Show the slightest bit of weakness or indecision in your eyes and they'll get you. It was time to attack. I coiled my legs under me and flew through the air, buried both of them under my weight, knocked them to the floor. They must have released their musk because I could hardly stand the smell. I fought and slashed until I felt their bodies go limp. Then I stepped back and was a little surprised that there wasn't any blood on the floor. But what surprised me even more, I don't know how to say this. It was a simple case of mistaken identity. It could have happened to any dog, and remember that it was very dark on the back porch.